Let's close our eyes and turn within once again. The verse, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak Wabada'ana Anka Wizrak Alladhi Anka Tazaharak. These words of revelation speak of opening of the chest, occurring as the burden carried on the shoulders, carried on the back, comes down. Have we not opened your chest and removed the burden you carried on your back? The weight of which crushes the heart and the lungs. What is that weight? It says, a guiltless conscience makes one a lion. But guilt or shame are endemic. If we had to trace the sense of guilt we carry, perhaps it would not be entirely clear how far back to trace it. Perhaps it goes right back to the drama of exile in the garden, when one probes one's heart there are words one would take back, actions one would take back if one could. The things one has said or done, that are a surprise even to oneself. One thinks, of course I knew better. Why would I have in the heat of a moment perhaps done such a thing? And then there are those choices that one can see stem so clearly from one's conditioning. The whole thrust of one's life story pushing you in a certain direction, influences acting on you, which is not to say that one can ever claim that one lacked free will, but we are products of our conditioning. And as we more and more transcend prior currents in that conditioning, we look back and see how deeply in their grip we were. And the results that followed. In the midst of it, it wasn't so clear because one was intoxicated. Then there is the sense of unrest or shame that is, you might say, vicarious or indirect. We absorb the atmospheres and legacies of other people, especially people very close to us, most especially in one's own family. For better or for worse. And sometimes, in fact, most often, it's a mélange combination. The Bible speaks of the sins of the fathers passing down the generations. One could equally speak of the legacies of mothers and how generations shape one another profoundly. For better or for worse, and how old fears and old wounds reverberate, don't necessarily heal in one generation. It may be centuries. So the question of guilt and shame is a complex one. Yes, we have our free will and we are responsible for our choices. At the same time, we're embedded in legacies that are complex and convoluted and largely unconscious. And all of this is swirling around us and within us. On the one hand, there is the clear light of the soul, and on the other hand, the murky maelstrom that the soul enters. So what weighs on the back? This burden of what in one theological lexicon would be called sin, and even primal sin, And what in another vocabulary is called rafla, meaning negligence or unconsciousness, not really seeing what's going on and being caught up in it, not seeing where it came from, where it's going, just being caught up in it. So that all kinds of impressions cluster around you and weigh down on you. Despite oneself. Until, if you're not careful, you find yourself in a rut. So we'll say Astaghfirullah, and that means calling upon the divine compassion, forgiveness, the illumination of the shadows, the healing of the heart, the guidance that shows the truer path. And while we say it, just let whatever impressions there may be of wrongdoing, of degradation, of the inheritance of confusion, and narrowness of thought and deed, this whole welter of impressions, one needn't at this moment attempt to analyze them rationally, but just let whatever arises appear within the vast field of the divine compassion. To be cleansed, to be swept, sweeping out the house. Montaigne said, to understand all is to forgive all. And the divine being is omniscient. Hence, all forgiving. Astaghfirullah. 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 Why do people act destructively? They feel abandoned. They feel forgotten. Feel neglected. They feel unloved. Child looks to the parents to enact acceptance, belonging, affection, affirmation. And in this, the parents are symbols of the one to whom we all belong. But not to have a sign of this belonging, not to know it, or not to see the signs, and not to feel them, to be swayed by seemingly contradictory evidence. This is exile. This is uprootedness. This is the root of the cry, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani. God, why have you abandoned me? If only the question would know itself as a question. Then the answer might be heard. I'm with you. I've always been right here. My love for you precedes your birth, precedes your conception. You were made of this love, and it will accompany you forever. I'm closer to you than any of the distractions that preoccupy you. I'm closer to you than your very self. I'm the self of yourself. And you belong to me forever. Hazır. Present. Nazir. Watching over. Hazir. Nazir. Allah. Ooh. Hazir. Nazir. Allah. Hazir, Nazir, Allah. Hazir, Nazir, Allah. Hazir, Nazir, Allah. Nazir, Allah, oh, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, oh, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, oh, Hazir, Nazir, Allah. Nazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, oh, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, oh, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, oh, Hazir, Nazir, Allah. Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah. Nazir, Nazir, Allah. Hazir, 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 Nazir, Allah. Nazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir, Allah. Hazir, Nazir, Allah, Hazir, Nazir Allah. Hazir Nazir Allah. Shall we rise for the noon prayers?